本なもばかばてばしゅでばや。
So we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. This is first canto, text chapter 2, Divinity and Divine Service. Today is text number 22.
所以今天我们学习圣典薄伽瓦坛第一篇第二章神和神圣的服务第二十二师节。
Okay.Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
So you're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. Today is text number 22, the second chapter.
今天我们学习圣典薄伽瓦坛第一篇第二章第二十二师节。
Ato vaikavayo nityam.
Ato vaikavayo nityam.
Every devotee should have a book or something with a verse written so they can repeat after me.
每个奉献者应该准备好一本书和阿修一起念。
Ato vaikavayo nityam.
Ato vaikavayo nityam.
Bhaktim paramaya muda.
Bhaktim paramaya muda.
Vasudeve Bhagavati.
Vasudeve Bhagavati.
Kurvanti Atma Prasadanim.
Kurvanti Atma Prasadanim.
Word by word. Atta.
Atta.
Inse. Vai.
Vai.
Kandinda.
Kandinda. Kavaya.
Kavaya,
所有的超然主义者，
所有的超然主义者，
超然主义者 ，Nityam,
Nityam,
从太初的年代，
从太初的年代
，Bhaktim,
Bhaktim,
对主的服务，
对主的服务
，Paramaya,
Paramaya,
至尊，
至尊
，Muda.
穆达，
以极大的喜悦，
以极大的喜悦。
瓦苏德维，
瓦苏德维，
圣主 Krishna，
圣主 Krishna。
Bhagavati，
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 具有性格的神手。
Kurvanti，
Kurvanti，
做出。
Atma,
Atma, 自我，
自我 ，Prasadanim,
Prasadanim, 那是什么有生气的
？Okay, you read translation and purport by Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada.
译文，因此，很肯定的。
No, say like I said. Translation and purport by Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada.
译文和要旨由圣帕布帕提供。因此，很肯定的，自太初以来，所有超然主义者都以极大的喜悦对性格神种圣主 Krishna 做出奉献，做出服务，因为这样的奉献服务给自我带来生气。要旨，这里特别提及。像具有性格的神手圣主 Krishna 奉献服务的特性，圣主 Krishna 是自身的形象，具有性格的神手，所有其他的形象神手，从 Baladeva、Shankarshan、Vasudeva、Ali Duda、Pradyumna、Narayana 主宰化身、形态化身、逍遥化身、 连带化身开始，使及数千万其他具有性格神手的展示，都是圣主 Krishna 的全权部分和整体
的
部分。生物是具有性格神手格里拉的所属部分，因此圣主 Krishna 是神手的原始形象，他是超然性的最后绝句。因此主对那些参与他永恒逍遥的高阶超然主义者更具吸引。在其他具有性格神手的形象中，除了圣主 Krishna 及圣主 Baladeva， 并没有如主在 Raja 之地的超然时光那样有亲切的个人接触。圣主 Krishna 的逍遥时光并不是像智慧皎洁的人所辩称的那样最近才有，他的逍遥时光是永恒的，在 Brahma 一天之内这样的时候展示出来，正如太阳每隔24小时在东方的水平线上出现一样。
Omagena Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Shakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mayam Dadati Swapadantikam Panchakaupataru Vyacha Kripa Sindhu Vyaye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So here is a Srila Suta Goswami is using a very very important word.
在这里 Suta Goswami 用了一个非常重要的词。
In right in the beginning of his verse, he say, Ato vai kavayo nityam.
他在这个诗节的开篇写道Ato vai kavayo nityam.
And remember when you read word by word, ato or ata means therefore.
我们记得刚才是逐字念诵的时候，知道 ata 也就是 ata 的意思是因此。
And the next one, vai means certainly.
Vai 的意思是肯定的。
So when we use this adverb therefore means that what we have spoken before, this is what should be done. When we use this adverb therefore in a sentence means that what was discussed before is that what we have concluded is that what you should do.
当在这个字节中使用这个词，是意味着我们以前所谈论的这一切，就是我们应该去履行的。
So therefore means we agree what you should do after having explaining about everything concerning devotion service. Now Sutta Goswami Dev said, so therefore.
所以Sutta Goswami 在这里说，因此。意味着我们在以前所谈论的关于奉献服务的所有必行的事情，我们都肯定需要去做。
When we talk, when we argue, and then we come to
the
conclusion,
and
we say, therefore, we should do like this, or you should think like this, or you should do like this.
当我们提出问题，相互之间辩论讨论，最后在得出结论的时候，我们会说因此。因此这里的这个因此这个词就意味着我们对以前所进行的奉献服务的讨论都得出这样的结论。
So when we come to some conclusion, then we say, therefore, then we should do like this.
所以当我们说我们得出一个结论的时候，我们就会用因此这个词来表明我们得出怎样的结论。
So we have to remind ourselves,that we are hearing the discussion between great sages.
我们应该总是提醒自己，我们实际上在聆听着圣者，伟大的圣者之间的讲话。
this is not the talk of ordinary people.
这并不是普通人之间的交谈。
They are all self-controlled living entities.
他们都是自我控制的生物。
They are not just people who are completely taken by their senses or their minds. They have complete control on their senses and minds.
他们并不是被感官和心意所俘虏的人，而是完全能够控制感官和心意的人。
你那里不是有波动吗？怎么？
So they can discuss these important topics.
所以他们能够谈论这样的超然的体质。
And you see here specific in these verses that we have been reading, including today's verse, Sutta Goswami is replying to the sages of Naimisharanya's first question.
Fourth question.
First, question number one.
就是在 Naimisharanya 森林里面的所有圣者问了 Sutta Goswami 的第一个问题。
So, he is replying to this first question.
在这里他就在回答这提出的第一个问题。
So, the questions the sages of Naimisharanya ask Sutta Goswami, they are not ordinary questions.
在 Naimisharanya 森林的圣者，他们所询问 Sutta Goswami 的这些问题并不是普通的问题。
They are not ordinary questions.
这些不是普通的问题。
And they ask questions because they were concerned about the welfare of all humanity.
而他们询问这些问题是因为他们关心着众生的福祉。
So, I don't know how many of you remember the questions, but I'm going to repeat the six questions that the sages of Naimisharanya asked Sutta Goswami.
我不知道大家在座的能记得多少个他们询问的问题，但是我现在会逐一的列出这六个问题。
They asked him six questions.
他们问了六个问题。
Because they were very concerned about the well-being of all living entities, especially human beings.
因为他们非常关心着所有众生，尤其是人类的福祉。
So the first question, those who have a paper or notebook and a pen, they can write down.And it would be nice if everybody would have a notebook and a pen to write down notes when they hear things. First question, what is the ultimate benefit for mankind?
第一个问题，对于人类来说最终极的利益是什么？
The second question is that what is this essence? What is the most important thing in all of the scriptures?
第二个问题是所有的经典的精华是什么？
There are so many scriptures in the world, so what is the essence of all those scriptures?
在世界上有诸多的经典，那么所有这些经典的精华是什么呢？
The third question, they wanted to know the reason why the Lord took his birth from Devaki and Vasudeva.
第三个问题是他们想知道为什么主会投身于 Devaki 和 Vasudeva 的家中。
Why did the Lord have to appear in, appear in this world as the son of somebody in this world?
也就是说为什么主他会以这个物质世界上的某个人的孩子的身份显现在这个世界。
The fourth question.They wanted to know about the wonderful activities of the Lord when he assumed the forms of Brahma, Shiva, and Vishnu for the purpose of creating, maintaining, and destroying the universe.
第四个问题是他们想知道当主以主 Brahma, 主 Shiva 和 Vishnu 的形态显现在这个物质世界上各种奇妙的活动。
Then it is a fifth question. The fifth question, they wanted to know about the activities of the Lord's so many incarnations within this material universe.
第五个问题是，他们想知道主在这个物质世界里以各种各样的化身形式显现的逍遥时光。
And the sixth question, they wanted to know where the principles of religion will be now. Where you could find the principles of religion since Krishna had gone back to his own abode.
第六个问题是，他们想知道当 Krishna 返回到他的居所以后，我们这个世界的宗教原则是什么？
So these questions, these six questions, you find them on the first chapter of this canto.
那这些六个问题大家可以在第一个章节里面找到。
So four of these questions are answered in chapter two.
那这的里面的答案有是在第二个章节里得到的解释。
The first four of these questions, they are answered in this second chapter.
有四个问题的答案是在第二个章节得到回答。
And then the other two are answered in chapter three.
还有两个是在第三个章节里回答的。
And then the rest of the Bhagavatam actually just expands on the answers of these questions.
而圣典波扎瓦坛的所有其余的部分，实际上都是对这几个问题的具体的更详尽的回答。
So here we are discussing the first question.
现在我们就讨论第一个问题。
What is the ultimate good? What is the best thing for all people in general?
对于一般的大众来说，最好的是什么？
Means what is the thing? What is the activity that can make all living entities completely happy?
也就是说，究竟怎样的活动能够使众生所有的人类众生得到最大的快乐？
So.This question itself was answered in text number six of this chapter. You can read text number six.
这个问题的答案在这个章节的第六十节得到回答。大家可以看第六个十节。
Six. Can you read?
Yes.第六个世界译文，一切人类至高的职务 Dharma 是对超然的主做出爱心奉献、爱心服务。这样的奉献、这样的服务，须是毫无动机、永不中断的，是对自我一种完全的满足。
So, this is already in itself is already the complete answer.
这一个世界实际上已经是一个完美的答案。
Because it's known that in the material world we have so many activities, so many occupations.
我们知道在这个物质世界上有很多的活动，有很多的职分。
But what is the purpose of all being engaged in so many occupations?
但是我们从事各种活动、各种职分的目的是什么呢？
It has to be with the purpose of attaining loving devotional service to Krishna.
这应该是对于 Krishna 一种奉献服务。
Because only those activities that are meant to develop love for Krishna, only those activities can give completely satisfaction to the self.
因为只有那些能够培养出对主做出奉献服务的所有活动，才能够使自我得到完全的满足。
Other activities you may do.We act in this world always for the purpose of getting some satisfaction, but so many activities you do, but the satisfaction we may get is temporary.
我们在这个世界上从事着各种各样的活动，都是能希望获得一些满足，但是我们所有在这个物质世界上做的很多的活动，都只能得到短暂的满足。
What motivates everyone to act in this world is to obtain some pleasure, some satisfaction.
任何一个人在这个物质世界上，只要想做出某些活动，他最初的目的和动机都是希望能得到一些快乐。
Yes, if you know that the activity we are going to perform is going to give us suffering, we don't do anything.
如果我们知道自己的活动会带来痛苦的话，我们不会做任何的事情。
But out of ignorance, actually we are engaging in so many activities, thinking that we are going to get happy, to be happy, but we are only suffering.
但是出于愚昧，我们自以为自己所做的活动能够带来快乐，但事实上我们所从事的各种各样的事情给我们带来的只是痛苦。
So we see people engage in so many activities, so many religious activities, but still not attaining the supreme satisfaction.
所以我们可以看到很多人都在从事着各种的活动，包括宗教活动，但是所有这些活动并不能带来自尊的满足感。
We cannot, because those activities, most of the activities we perform in this world, even religious activities, are often not for the pleasure of Krishna.
因为在这个物质世界上，所有的活动，甚至包括很多宗教的活动，并不能真正的去满足 Krishna 的愿望。
So then, Sita Goswami went on elaborating why it's so important to be engaged in devotional service to Krishna.
所以 Sita Goswami 在师节里面就特别的强调，为什么对于 Krishna 做出奉献服务是如此的重要。
I will invite you to read again.
我们把这个师节再读一遍。
Okay, let's read text number 7.
第六个世界。译文：一切人类至高的职务，是对超然的主做爱心奉献、爱心服务。这样的奉献、这样的服务，却是毫无动机、永不中断的，对自我的一种完全的满足。
This is number seven,
huh? Number seven.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Number seven.通过向性格神手圣主 Krishna 做出奉献、做出服务，一个人便立即得到无缘无故的知识和对世界的不依附。
Shows immediate two things that we can immediately get just by engaging in devotional service.
也就是说，当我们向为主做出奉献、做出服务时，立即能得到两样东西。
Causeless knowledge and detachment from the world.
无缘无故的知识和对世界的不依附。
It's important to have knowledge.
对于我们有知识非常重要的。
If we don't know, then we act in ignorance and we cause suffering to ourselves.
Sorry, Ashu. Could you speak
a
little
louder? If we don't have knowledge. If we don't have knowledge, we act in ignorance and we cause suffering to ourselves.
如果我们没有知识，处于愚昧之中，那我们的活动就只能给我们带来痛苦。
And another result of engaging in devotional service is that we become detached from the material world.
而另一个从事奉献服务所带来的结果是，我们再也不对这个世界依附。
Our problem, why we continue bound in this material world, repeating birth and death one after another, is because we are attached.
我们为什么会在这个世界辗转反侧，一次又一次的投身呢？原因就在于我们还在依附这个世界。
So by rendering devotional service to Krishna, automatically we become detached.
但是一旦我们为圣主做出奉献服务，那么我们就会立即不依附于这个物质世界。
And then text 8.
下面第八个世界。人依照他自己的地位所履行的职责义务，如果并没有唤起对有关至尊主的信息的兴趣，凡此种种活动全是徒劳无功的。
So here Sita Goswami is saying very clearly, very, very, very clearly, if any other activity that does not make us to become attracted to hear about Krishna, it's a useless activity.
在这里 Sita Goswami 清楚地表述了，如果我们所从事其他的活动却并没有 因此而唤起对有关至尊主性气的吸引，那么这所有的活动都是徒劳无用的。
Because we don't develop an attraction for Krishna, we cannot attain the supreme happiness. Then why engaging in activities that will gonna give us suffering in this world?
因为如果我们没有产生对主的信息的兴趣，那么我们所做的这诸多的活动只会给我们带来痛苦。
And then, 9.
下面第九十节。所有植物的从事的确是为了终极的解脱，人永不应该为了物质的得意而从事植物。犹有近者，一个从事于终极植物的人，永不应该用物质得意去培植感官享乐。
Yes, we should act in such a way that ultimately you become free from this material existence.
所以我们应该以这样的方式去活动去行为，也是我们最终能够脱离物质的存在。
If we act for some material gain or for sense gratification, we will be bound to take birth again in the material world.
如果我们只是为了一些物质得意或感官享乐而活动，那我们只会被再次的束缚到物质世界。
It's because we are attached to material gain and sense enjoyment that we have to remain in the material world.
正是因为由于我们还依附于物质的得意和感官的享乐，所以我们得再次的投身。
Okay, text number 10.
下面第十个诗节。生命的欲望永不应指向于满足感官，人只应抑郁健康的一生，即指向于自我的保存，因为人意味探求询问绝对真理。人的工作除了探寻绝对真理外，不应有任何其他的目的。
We have to take care of our bodies.
我们得照顾好自己的身体。
And naturally, we have to satisfy our senses to a certain extent.
也很自然，我们也应该在一定的程度上满足我们感官的需求。
But we should not have our life just meant for sense enjoyment.
但是我们的生命不应该仅仅只是为了这个目的去寻求感官的满足。
So our desire should be directed to understand the absolute truth.
而我们的生命的目标应该是我们应该如此的活动，目的是为了了解绝对的真理。
And that should be the goal of our activities.
这应该是我们活动的生命的目标。
And then explain what is the absolute truth, how different transcendentalists perceive the absolute truth.
下面接着解释啊。
11.
第十一个诗节解释了对于绝对真理的三个层面的理解。
So different aspects of...
Should I read the translation?
Yes.
译文，认识绝对真理的有学识的超然主义者称这种非二元性质为凡、超灵和薄伽凡。
So these are different aspects how the absolute truth can be perceived by different transcendentalists.
这一个诗节就描述了绝对真理是如何由三类不同的超然主义者从三个层面来了解的。
Then text 12.
下面第二十二诗节。译文，认真好问的学生或圣哲具有良好的知识，也无所依附，他们经由终极伟达经信义所听到的。通过奉献性服务了解了绝对的真理。
So here is talking that we have to become serious students.
这里讲述了我们应该成为一个认真的学生。
So if we are serious students, we inquire from authorities.
如果我们是一个认真好学的学生，我们应该向权威询问。
And when we have proper knowledge, then we can realize we have proper knowledge and detachment, then gradually we can realize the absolute truth.
如果我们有了恰当的知识，我们就会变得逐渐的越来不依附于这个世界，并能越来 逐渐地了解绝对真理。
But because we engage in devotional service.
就是因为我们从事奉献服务。
Not just by theoretical knowledge, we will realize the absolute truth. We have to engage in devotional service.
并不是仅仅只是通过知识我们就能了解绝对真理。真正的我们还是通过奉献服务才能了解真理。
So we engage in devotional service according to the instructions given by the great sages, great spiritual authorities, and as it is written in the scriptures.
所以我们是通过过往的圣哲、经典的训语和他们的教导来了解绝对真理的。
This means it's not based on speculation, anyone's proposal. It's based on the instructions of Krishna directly.
这就意味着说，我们并不是基于我们自己的心智的思辨来了解真理，而是真正的基于 Krishna 的教导。
So we follow the scriptures and we follow those great personalities who follow the scriptures and can teach us the scriptures.
所以我们遵循经典的教导，遵循圣哲们的教导，遵循那些能教导我们经典知识的老师的教导。
So we have to read Srila Prabhupada's books.
所以我们应该阅读圣帕布帕的书籍。
Read his purports.
阅读他的要旨。
Because in his purport there are so many of his personal instructions for us.
因为在这些要旨中对我们人来说有很多非常个人的教导。
And we should hear to our spiritual masters speaking on the scriptures, on Prabhupada's books.
而且我们也应该聆听我们的灵性导师对于圣帕布帕要旨的阐释。
And you should hear to those devotees who are sincerely following Srila Prabhupada's books.
而且我们应该接近那些真诚的按照圣帕布帕教导所生活的奉献者。
Even if he's not very advanced, but if he's following exactly what Srila Prabhupada says in his books and repeats what the message Prabhupada gives in his books, then we can hear from them.
即便他们可能并不是非常高流的奉献者，但只是他们如果他们按照帕布帕的教导去生活，并重复着帕布帕教导的信息，那我们就应该向他们接近。
Yes, text number 13.
第十三世节，译文：在生族中的表表者呀，因此结论是，一个人按照社会阶层及生命进阶。去执行他被指派的职务，所能达到的最高完美性，便是取悦性格神手。
So here is also said, therefore, is concluded, is therefore concluded.
所以在这个世界中也用了因此这个单词，意味着这个世界是一个结论。
Why is concluded?
为什么得出结论？
Why he says it's concluded?
为什么说这是得出的结论？
Because he's not speculating, Sutta Goswami. He's not speculating. It's not his own opinion.
因为 Sutta Goswami 并不是在这里通过心智思辨，而是他通过的。
He's repeating the words of scriptures.
他是在重复着经典的话语。
The words that were spoken by Krishna.
重复着 Krishna 的话语。
And the words that were repeated by many great sages who applied those teachings in their lives.
重复着很多过往伟大的圣哲，他们所得出的结论。
So the highest perfection we can achieve is to engage in devotional service to Krishna.
所以我们所得出的最高的结论是，我们应该从事对 Krishna 的奉献服务。
So we have to engage in many activities because we are conditioned by our material bodies.
我们现在从事着许许多多的物质活动，是因为我们受到这个躯体的局限。
But we have to perform those activities aiming with the goal of pleasing Krishna.
但是我们在从事这些活动应该把目标指向 去了解 Krishna。
OK OK Aribo I'm very sorry, it was what was on my computer, the communication went off.
是阿叔抱歉，可能他电脑有点问题。
Now was the communication went off.
刚才我讲到哪里？
Okay, so we are talking about the importance of engaging in our occupational duties, but with the idea of pleasing Krishna.
我们刚才讲到，我们应该将我们的活动从事于，使他的目的是为了最终取悦至尊主 Krishna.
We have to remind ourselves that Krishna is the owner of everything.
我们应该总是提醒自己 ，Krishna 是一切的拥有者。
So when we are doing any activity in this world, in the material world, you have to always remember that we are manipulating things that belong to Krishna.
I'm sorry, I also cannot hear clearly.
When we are acting in this material world, we should always remind ourselves that we are using Krishna's material energy.
当我们生活在这个世界上的时候，我们应该提醒自己，我们使用着实际上是 Krishna 的能量。
So everything belongs to Krishna.
因为一切都是属于 Krishna 的。
And everyone is part and parcel of Krishna.
而我们每一个人都是 Krishna 的所属的部分。
So we should not try to use.Material energy or exploit other living entities for our own selfish sense gratification.
所以我们不应该误用物质能量并剥削其他的生物，只是为了满足的个人的感官享乐。
No, everything should be used for the pleasure of Krishna.
所有的一切都应该用来取悦 Krishna.
And this is what we all trying to do.We are all trying to learn how to engage constantly activities for the pleasure of Krishna.
这就是我们现在正在学习的。我们在学习如何的不断的将一切都来用于对 Krishna 的服务。
14.
第14节。译文：因此，奉献者应该常常专一的去聆听、去荣耀、去记忆。以及去崇拜他们的保护者，具有性格的神手。
So again, therefore.
这里又用了因此这个词。
So we should pay attention, we should constantly hear, glorify, worship Krishna.
我们应该专注的去聆听荣耀，并去崇拜至尊主 Krishna.
That means,That what means to be engaged in devotional service.
这就是从事奉献服务。
So in any situation in this material world, we can always remind ourselves, oh, this is Krishna's arrangement, or Krishna wants me to do this, or I should think about Krishna. We should always be being connected with Krishna.
So in this material world,我们应该时常的提醒我们自己，这是 Krishna 的能量，我们应该将这一切用于对 Krishna 的服务。
In any activity we may be doing, we can be chanting Hare Krishna, either with our voice or in our minds.
I'm sorry, I forgot you.
In any activity we perform in this world, we can always be chanting Hare Krishna, either...Within in our minds or with our words.
无论我们在这个世界里从事任何的活动，我们都可以在我们的心意中或者用我们的声音去唱诵拉达 Krishna 的名字。
And what you can think of Krishna's message, Krishna's instructions.
或者我们总是幻想着 Krishna 的圣语。
So we can always be remembering Krishna.
所以我们可以时常的想着 Krishna.
Even while doing so many activities within the material world.
即便我们在这个物质世界还从事了很多很多的其他的活动，但我们仍旧可以想着意念 Krishna.
Text 15.
第15节。聪明的人记则记忆性格神手，手持利剑切断反动性的工作的果报缠结，因此谁会不倾注他的信息呢？
So by remembering Krishna, just by remembering Krishna while acting in this world, we can become free from karma.
仅仅只靠记念着 Krishna, 我们在这物质世界中就能够超越与业报的束缚。
There are so many spiritualists trying to stop the chain of karma, try to stop their karma.
有很多的灵性主义者，他们都试图的去终止他们的业报反应。
By practicing meditation, abstaining from activities.
通过冥想。
Or abstaining from activities.
Abstaining,
maybe not engaging in any activities.
哦，还有是通过就是不从事任何的活动。
But here is the best process. We can be engaged in activities within this world. But if you remember Krishna, then the karma is terminated, is finished.
但是这个物质世界中的任何活动并不能终止我们的业报反应。但是记着我们意念着不断意念着 Krishna, 我们就能从这反工作的果报活动缠结中摆脱出来。
But we have to connect our activities with Krishna.
但是我们得将我们所有的活动都与 Krishna 连接起来。
So if you know that Krishna can finish with our karma, who is not going to pay attention to his instructions?
所以我们当我们知道 Krishna 能够终止我们的业报，谁会不对这样超然的信息去感兴趣呢？
16节。
再生的圣哲，通过侍奉那些完全免于罪恶的奉献者，一个人便做出伟大的服务。通过这样的服务，他便被 Vasudeva 的信息所吸引。
We may not be very attracted to hear about Krishna, so what to do?
我们或许不会为 Krishna 的信息所吸引，那么我们该怎么做呢？
Not everybody from the very beginning is attracted to constantly hear about Krishna.
并不是每一个人在一开始的时候就能完全的专注于聆听关于 Krishna 的信息。
So here Sutta Goswami is giving an advice what to do if you don't have an attraction to hear. Just serve the devotees. And by serving those devotees who are very sincere, then we'll get their mood and we'll also become very sincere.
这里 Sutta Goswami 就给了一个很好的建议。如果我们在开始的阶段不能很专注地聆听主的信息，那么我们可以去侍奉那些真诚的奉献者。通过侍奉这些完全免于罪恶的真诚的奉献者，我们也会变得真诚。
17.
第17节。译文：圣主 Krishna 具有性格的神手，是每一个人心中的超灵和诚恳奉献者的恩人，在洗涤奉献者心中物质享乐的欲望。这些奉献者都品尝他的信息。当这些信息正当的被聆听和唱诵的时候，信息本身已是德性。
See, this is what Krishna does when he sees that we have a great attraction to hear about him. Krishna cleans our hearts. He takes away our material desires.
这就是 Krishna 所做的。当我们在静静的聆听 Krishna 的信息的时候， Krishna 在清洗我们的内心，将所有的物质污染洗去。
By our own endeavor, we cannot free our hearts from material desires.
仅仅是凭着我们个人的努力，我们并不能将我们内心的物质的欲望缠结。
But if you take shelter of Krishna, we become attracted to hear about Krishna. Krishna does this for us. Krishna cleans our hearts from material desires.
但是当我们完全的脱离 Krishna 的时候， Krishna 就会帮助我们驱除我们内心的所有物质愿望。
But we should hear Krishna's message with great sincerity.
但是我们必须带着极大的真诚去聆听关于 Krishna 的话题，他的讯息。
We should not hear with a challenging mood.
我们不应该带着挑战的心态去聆听。
Or pretending that we know more than Krishna.
我装着比 Krishna, 我们似乎比 Krishna 了解的更多。
No, we should hear with submission, accept what Krishna says.
我们应该带着极大的顺从与谦卑，接受 Krishna 告诉我们的一切。
Then Krishna, it cleans our hearts from our material desires.
这样 Krishna 就在清洗我们的内心，并驱除我们的物质愿望。
Text 18.
第十八世纪。经常的聆听圣典博迦瓦坛及向纯粹的奉献者做出服务，心中所有的困扰便会实际的被消灭。向光荣的主，为超然的颂歌所称赞的主的爱心服务，便像一件无法撤回的事实一样被确立起来。
So ears is given two things. One thing is to hear always about Srimad Bhagavatam, another thing is to serve.Those pure devotees of the Lord.
这里告诉了我们两件事情，一件是经常的聆听圣典博迦瓦坛，第二件事情是服务主的纯粹的奉献者。
If you do these two things on a regular basis, then naturally we become attracted to serve Krishna.
如果我们有规律的去做这两件事情，那么自然而然我们就会被 Krishna 的奉献服务所吸引。
So all those things that trouble our hearts, trouble our minds, they are removed.
而那些所有的骚扰着我们的心意，骚扰了我们的心灵的物质、事物都会逐一的消除。
And we become very attracted to serve Krishna.
而且我们会变得非常的受到为 Krishna 服务的吸引。
And what happens when we become very attracted to serve Krishna?
那么如果我们受到为 Krishna 的服务的吸引，那会发生什么事呢？
Text 19.
第十九世界解释了。译文：当爱心服务在心中确立时，情欲及愚昧自然的形态的效果，如色欲和种种渴望，便会在心中消失。奉献者便置于善良形态中，这样就变得完全快乐。
That's wonderful. The mode of passion, ignorance that causes so much trouble, they all go away and we become situated in a mode of goodness, which gives us complete happiness.
当愚昧和情欲形态的作用消减的时候，人就处于完全的善良形态之中。在这种状态中，一个人就会变得完全的快乐。
But this is pure goodness.
但这是纯粹的善良形态。
Not goodness mixed with passion and ignorance.
并不是指的物质的善良形态。
This is pure unalloyed goodness. Text 20.
这是指的纯粹的善良形态。第二十世纪。这样的处于纯粹善良形态之中，他便因着对主的爱心服务，心意蓬勃起来，洞悉有具有性格神手的科学，从而从物质的束缚中得到解脱。
Establish an unalloyed pure goodness means no tinge, no trace of passion and ignorance.
处于纯粹的善良形态意味着没有丝毫的愚昧和情欲形态的沾染。
So at that stage, the devotee is very steady in his practice of devotional service.
在这一个阶段的奉献者，他们在履行奉献服务时会非常的稳定。
Then he gets really gets experience of Krishna. He knows Krishna. He realizes Krishna.
在这个阶段，他们已经真正的觉悟到了 Krishna。你了解了 Krishna。
So when you get knowledge of Krishna, what happens? 21.
那么当我们了解了 Krishna 又会发生什么样的事呢？二十一世节得以解释。译文：这样心中的缠结切断，一切的疑虑余烟粉碎。当人看到自我是主人时，果报活动的所愿便为之终结。
All the attachment, all the attachments in the heart, all misgivings are all cut to pieces.
所有的内心的依附，所有的疑虑和错误的理解都会随之终结。
Our karma is finished.
我们的业报终止了。
So no more attraction to material existence.
因此对物质世界也不再有任何的吸引力。
And we become the master of our senses, the master of our minds.
而且我们就成为了自己的感官和心意的主人。
Now we are not master, now we are slaves of our minds and senses.
现在我们并不是自己感官和心意的主人，相反却是他们的奴仆。
So we have to become master of the senses and mind.
所以我们应该成为自己感官和心意的主人。
And this is the result of engaging in pure devotional service.
而这就是从事于纯粹奉献服务的结果。
So now in the verse today, again, Sutta Goswami says, certainly, therefore, 22.
因此在今天的二十二世节中 Sutta Goswami 又用了因此这个词来做出结论。
Read.
译文：因此很肯定的，自太初以来，所有超然主义者都以极大的喜悦对性格神手圣主 Krishna 做出奉献，做出服务。因为这样的奉献服务给自我带来生机。
Certainly, Kandinda. Because they know that devotional service is so wonderful. All transcendentalists have been always engaged in service of Krishna.
这是肯定的。我们知道 对 Krishna 的奉献服务是如此的奇妙，所有的超然主义者都从事于对他的奉献服务。
So many great devotees have experienced that.
有如此之多的超然主义者都有这样的经历。
And they have serving Krishna, they have been engaged in serving Krishna with great delight, with great pleasure.
他们都是带着极大的喜悦去服务性格神手 Krishna。
Because only devotional activities can really enliven the self.
因为唯有奉献服务才能给自我带来真正的生机。
Only devotional service can free our hearts from all misgivings, from all attachments.
唯有奉献服务才能够粉碎我们内心所有的物质的缠结、疑虑和误解。
So here you see how Sutta Goswami is so strong in the use of his words.
在这里 ,Sutta Goswami 非常肯定的、非常强调的去使用了这一个词。因此
Because he's teaching us out of his own experience.
因为他是用他自己的经验来教导我们。
He's not just repeating words.
他并不是只是在口头上说着什么。
No, it's based on his own attach, in his own, in own experience.
他所有讲述的这一切都基于他个人的经历。
His name is Sutta Goswami. Goswami means he has the control of his senses and mind.
他的名字叫做 Sutta Goswami. 而 Goswami 的意思意味着他控制了他自己的感官和心意。
He's not an ordinary person.
他并不是一个普通的人。
He's a great Vaishnava, a great devotee of the Lord.
他是主的伟大的 Vaishnava, 伟大的奉献者。
He was the direct disciple of Srila Sukadeva Goswami.
他directly...
He was the direct disciple of Srila Sukadeva Goswami.
他是苏卡德瓦果斯瓦米直接的门徒。
So they are talking these things, not just repeating what they heard in scriptures, but also based on their own experience after following those scriptures.
所以他们所谈论的这一切并不是只是简单的重复在经典，而是完全基于他们遵循经典所获得的觉悟而讲述。
Therefore, certainly, we should also follow in their footsteps and engage in pure devotional service to Krishna.
因此，我们也应该追随他们的步伐，以从事于纯粹的奉献服务。
Because certainly this is the only way to become extremely happy.
因为肯定的就是唯一的能获得完全快乐的方法。
So we trust in the words of scriptures, we trust in the words of saintly persons.
因此我们相信经典的话语，相信圣人的话语。
Because the saintly persons, they are free of the propensity to cheat others.
因为圣人他们已经免于了欺骗他人的这种倾向。
Conditioned souls, they all have the tendency to cheat.
一个受条件限制的灵魂总是有欺骗他人的倾向。
You know the four imperfections of the conditioned souls.
我们知道受条件限制的灵魂有四项局限。
The senses are imperfect.
感官不完美。
How can they perceive Krishna with their imperfect senses?
他们如何能以不完美的感官来觉察到 Krishna 的存在？
And because the senses are imperfect, they are prone to illusion.
由于感官不完美，所以就会有幻觉产生。
They commit mistakes.
因此会做出错误的行为。
And they have the propensity to cheat others.
同时就有着欺骗他人的倾向。
Everybody thinks he knows so much.
我们都可以看到这一切。
Everybody thinks he knows so much.
每一个人都知道这一切。
Runway, ta do zhi dao. Everybody thinks.
每个人都自以为是，认为他了解很多。
Yeah, everybody has his own opinion, everybody has his own philosophy.
每个人都有自己的观点，每个人都有自己的哲学。There
are so many philosophies, so many religious paths.
有那么多的哲学，有那么多的宗教的途径。But
what is the use of all that?
但是这一切的又有什么作用呢？
Because if they don't develop an attraction to serve Krishna,
如果他们并不能使我们培养起对 Krishna 的依附和吸引力。
So that's why the sages of Naimisharanya asked, what is the best type of activity for all? What is the best thing for all living entities?
因此，Naimisharanya森林的圣者们就询问，对于我们来说，最好的活动是什么？
Because they are seeing that people, even though they are following so many philosophies, so many religious paths, people are not happy, are not completely happy.
因为他们已经看到，尽管人们都已经有了那么多的哲学，有了那么多的宗教修行的途径，但是他们并不能完全的感到满足快乐。
So the sages are very, very concerned about happiness of every living entity.
所以这个森林里面的圣者们就非常的关注于每一个生物他们最终极的快乐。
They are not selfish.
他们并不是自私自利的。
They have practiced devotional service, they have attained a great purity of heart, so now they've shown so much concern for others who are suffering in this world.
他们因为通过奉献服务已达到内心完全的净化，因此他们的内心没有任何的，他们只是关注于众生的利益和福祉。
So they are very concerned about the situation, about the condition of people in this material world.
他们非常关心着在这个物质世界里面受条件限制众生的状况。
This is the heart of a devotee. He suffers, or he is very concerned about the suffering of other living entities.
这就是一个奉献者的内心，因为他看到众生的苦难，所以他的内心也感到痛苦。
In the material world, if others are happy, I don't feel happy.
在这个物质世界里，如果其他的人感到快乐，我们就不会感到快乐。
But if the others are suffering, then I feel I'm happy.
但是如果其他人在受苦，我们就感到很快乐。
But a devotee of the Lord, he feels this pain in his heart when he sees that other people are suffering because of ignorance.
但是一个主的奉献者，他是因为看到其他的人因为愚昧而受苦，而他的内心才感到痛苦。
So that's why the devotees, they wanted to give this information to people.
所以这就是为什么奉献者们他们想把这些信息告诉给其他的人们。
So this is the purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam, to give us knowledge, perfect knowledge.
这就是圣典博伽瓦坛的目的，也就是要给予我们完美的知识。
There is no imperfections in Srimad Bhagavatam. There are no imperfections in Srimad Bhagavatam.
圣典博伽瓦坛没有丝毫的不足之处。
In Srimad Bhagavatam, there is no cheating propensity.
圣典博伽瓦坛也没有任何的欺骗的倾向。
It's all done.For the best purpose, for the highest welfare of all living entities.
他写作的目的只是为了所有众生最高的福祉。
So here is the answer, the elaborating answer of the first questions that the sages of Naimisharanya asked Sutta Goswami.
所以这就是对南比萨拉亚森林的圣者们所询问的第一个问题的详细的回答。
So you read very carefully, when you read Bhagavatam, read very carefully the first chapter, all those questions, and then read very carefully the other chapters where the answers are given, because this is all for our benefit.
所以在大家阅读圣典博伽瓦坛第一天的时候，大家应该非常认真地去找到所有的这些问题，然后在后两个章节里面对所有的这问题都有逐一的解释与答案，大家应认真地阅读，因为这都是为了我们最终的福祉。
So there's any question or comments?
现在大家有什么问题和评述？
Does everybody know how they should ask questions if they want?
你是不是每个人都知道，如果他们想问问题的话，怎么来提问？大家都。Sashi Gopal Prabhu has already told everybody how to raise their questions. Now there is one Mataji sent her message. She said, Haribo, thank you, Asu. After hearing your lecture, it dispelled my misgiving. Please accept my humble obeisances.
Okay, that's nice. What about questions?
好。好。There's one devotee from Guangzhou. His question is, how to develop compassion? Well, when somebody is in the early stage of devotional service.
Very nice question.
很好的问题。
We develop compassion for others when we understand, when we realize how much compassion were the devotees who gave us Krishna consciousness.
我们要培养在初期阶段就培养起对他人的慈悲之心。首先是我们应该意识到所有的奉献者在培养我们的 Krishna 自觉意识的时候给予我们多大的仁慈。
When we realize that the devotees were so merciful to us, our spiritual masters are so merciful to us, then gradually we also will manifest this same compassion for others.
当我们意识到我们的灵性导师、我们的周围的奉献者给予我们多么巨大的仁慈之后，我们的内心才会升起对其他的人的慈悲之心。
So the more we appreciate the compassion given to us by the Lord and His devotees, the more we will also offer compassion to others.
所以当我们越来越能意清醒地意识到主和他的奉献者给予我们多么巨大的仁慈的时候，我们才能够越来越多地给予其他人的慈悲与爱心。
So do we have to develop this sense of gratitude in our hearts?
所以我们应该在内心之中培养出这种感恩的心。
If you have always feel grateful for whatever Krishna and his devotees have given to us, then naturally, then we also want to give this same knowledge to other conditioned souls.
如果我们总是对 Krishna 和他的奉献者给予我们所有的一切怀有感恩之心，自然而然我们也会将这一份感激给予其他的人。
In the beginning, maybe we may not feel too much compassion in our hearts.
在开始的阶段，也许在我们内心之中并没有那么多的慈悲。
But at least to show appreciation for our spiritual teachers, show appreciation to Lord Chaitanya, we should also engage in giving Krishna consciousness to others.
但是，为了显示我们对主，Chaitanya。对我们的灵性导师的感恩，至少我们应该将 Krishna 自己的知识给予别人。
So, even though we may not feel genuine compassion yet, but by being engaged in a very compassionate mission, because this mission is very full of compassion, by engaging ourselves in this compassionate mission of distributing Krishna consciousness to others, our hearts will also become full of compassion.
所以即便在奉献服务的初级阶段，我们的内心之中还没有真诚，没有深刻的这种慈悲和巨大的感恩和慈悲之心，但是只要我们在从事着将这门知识给予其他人的活动之中，我们就自然而然的在散发着慈悲与爱心，因为这个活动本身就是充满着巨大的慈悲。
So that's how we develop compassion. Engage in giving Krishna consciousness to others. Try to enlighten them with this knowledge. Repeat the words of Srila Prabhupada's books to them. Attract them. Give them prasadam. Invite them for programs. And as we do this, naturally compassion becomes more and more installed in your heart.
所以只要我们不断地在进入到这一个运动之中，将 prasadam 派发给他人，重复着帕布帕的话语，将书籍派发给他人，使其他的人从事更多的奉献服务，自然而然因为这个运动的慈悲的本性，所以我们也会越来越具有慈悲心。
Nice question.
很好的问题。下一个。不会，有什么问题？
There is no spiritual name for Wuhan.
Haribo, Haribo, Haribo. 我这个餐点太好了。有的听吗？
有的听，听得到。
我有问题吗？
啊。
The devotee said, thank you, Ashi.
Thank you. Thank you for listening.
谢谢你聆听。
It's because of the audience that the speaker feels encouraged, feel encouraged to speak.
It's echo.
It's echo. It's echo.
还有
问题的话，把麦克关一下。
Okay.
There's a devotee from Fuzhou. His question is, what's the difference
Wait. We didn't translate my answer. Why they felt encouraged, why they felt they liked the lecture, because it is because they are so eager to hear. It makes the audience, when the audience is eager to hear, it encourages, stimulates the speaker to speak.
刚才阿叔说了，为什么这个奉献者他会很感激这个讲课呢？是因为这个奉献者非常有巨大的渴望去聆听，这同时也会激发的阿叔讲课的愿望，这样相互的服务，所以他会有理解。
It is because of the audience eagerness to hear that the speaker is able to speak nice.
正是因为这个听众的这种渴望，所以能够激发讲者的讲述的渴望。
Okay, the question, the other question.
The question from Fuzhou. The question is, what's the difference between spirit and matter?
Is we didn't discuss much about this during the lecture.
在我们今天的课程中间，我们并没有谈论过多关于这个主题的话题。
It's to know what is the difference between conscious and unconscious.
我们谈论的是关于知觉和非知觉之间的区别。
To know what is conscious and what is unconscious.
去了解是意识和非意识之间的区别。
The body is unconscious.
这个躯体是没有知觉的。
A stone is unconscious.
一个石头也是没有知觉的。
The table is unconscious.
桌子也是没有知觉的。
The computer is unconscious.
电脑也是没有知觉的。
So material energy is unconscious.
所以物质的能量是没有知觉的。
But spiritual energy is conscious.
但是灵性的能量却充满知觉。
So spiritual means life. And what is, and matter is no life.
所以灵性意味着具有生命力。而物质是没有生命力的。
Because you are a spiritual being, now you can ask these questions. If you were a material body, you could not ask questions.
所以正是因为你本能是灵性的，所以你才能询问出这样的问题。如果你只是这个物质的躯体，你就并不会询问这样的问题。
So we are not these bodies. The bodies is just made of matter, unconscious. We are...spiritual souls, we are full of conscious.
所以我们并不是这个由物质元素所组成的没有知觉的躯体，我们是一个充满知觉的灵魂。
So now we have to learn that how to be conscious of everything around us. That's what we learn, how to be conscious of everything.
所以现在我们要学会的是怎样自觉着我们身边的一切。
So, but we have to become conscious of more than that. We have to become conscious of Krishna.
而且我们自觉的不应该仅仅局限于此，我们应该更多的还要自觉到 Krishna。
To just be conscious that I live, to be conscious of things I do in this world, is not sufficient. We have to become Krishna conscious.
只是一时自觉到我们在做着什么，在哪里，这些并不足够，我们还应该自觉到 Krishna。
So Krishna conscious means to understand that we are not this body, we are spiritual souls, eternal servants of Krishna.
所以 Krishna 自觉就意味着我们认识到我们并不是这个物质的躯体，我们是一个 Krishna 的永恒的仆人，是一个灵性灵魂。
So that's what we are learning, how to act as spiritual souls, eternal servants of Krishna.
这就是我们要学会的如何做一个 Krishna 永恒的仆人灵魂的活动。
Because our identity is spiritual.
因为我们的身份是灵性的。
Our presence within the material body is temporary.
我们现在的目前的物质躯体是短暂的。
In fact, we have nothing to do with these material bodies.
事实上，我们和这个物质躯体是没有丝毫的关系。
We have these material bodies because in previous lives we had the desire to enjoy this material energy.
我们之所以有这样一个物质躯体，是因为在过往前生中，我们有物质的愿望，想享受这个世界。
But if you realize that we are eternal servants of Krishna, then we don't need to come back inside the material body.
但是如果我们真正的觉悟到我们是 Krishna 永恒的仆人，我们就再也不必再投身到这个物质的躯体之中。
We will get our spiritual bodies and we'll go back to the spiritual world.
我们会得到一个灵性的躯体，并以灵性的方式活动。
We go back to Krishna in the spiritual world.
我们会回归到灵性世界 Krishna 的身边。
Other question?
Is a further question? One devotee is asking if due to too busy, the work is too busy or the site is not good. If one just insists chanting six rounds of Mahamantra and listening to Guru's lecture, can he be elevated?
Can you repeat the question?
If someone is too busy in working or he has not a good eyesight means something wrong with the eyes. So he can only chant 16 rounds Mahamantra and listen to Guru's lecture. With this kind of devotional service, can this devotee be elevated?
Yes, certainly.
是的，肯定可以得到提升。
And you'll become elevated and then you will realize that he can manage better his time and to chant 16 rounds.
你可以得到提升，而且
I'm saying if then because it becoming purified, he realized that he should actually manage better his time and find time to chant 16 rounds.
然后因为得到了净化和提升，所以你就会更好的去安排时间去念诵。
And then you will be able to do even more devotional service.
然后你会在此基础上做出更多的服务。
This is a result of what he's doing now. If he's doing now, he's very sincere, then we will get to the point of being able to chant 16 rounds and do much more service.
这就是我们现在正在做的。我们努力的去念诵，真诚的念诵，我们就能得到更多的服务的机会。
Because the more the result of engaging in devotional service is that Krishna gives us more devotional service to do.
因为在奉献服务中的结果是，一个人从事越多的服务，他可以得到更多的服务的机会。
Krishna will within his heart will help him to manage better his time and find time to do more devotional service, more reading, more chanting.
作为我们心中的主 Krishna, 他会帮助奉献者去安排出更好的时间去做更多的念诵、更多的阅读、更多的奉献服务。
So keep doing what you're doing, do it very nicely and gradually increase.
所以就继续保持现在我们能做的服务，不断的这样努力，就会使我们的服务越来越增长。
We all in the beginning starting just by doing a little bit.
我们都是从一开始就只做一点点开始的。
But then,As we develop, we will become more attracted to do more and more, and Krishna will make arrangements so we can do more and more service.
然后逐步的，我们会受到奉献服务的吸引，这样越来越会更好的安排时间，做出更多的服务。
Because the result of doing devotional service, even a little bit, is that we become very attracted to Krishna.
因为在奉献服务中，即便一个人只做出一点点的服务，也会非常，也会非常的吸引 Krishna 的注意。
Yes. And the more you become attracted to Krishna, the more service we want to render to Krishna.
而当我们得到 Krishna, 受到 Krishna 的吸引到 Krishna 的时候，我们就能做出更多的服务。
And the more service we offer to Krishna, the more attracted we become to Krishna.
而当我们做对 Krishna 做出更多的服务的时候，我们就更多的越来越多的受到 Krishna 的吸引。
And this go on and on and on, increasing until we find ourselves in the spiritual world completely engaged in Krishna's service.
这样不断的增长，不断的增长，最后我们就发现我们完全的处在灵性世界中，从事了全然的奉献服务。
Whatever you do it nicely.
无论我们做什么，我们就好好的去做。
With great respect, with great attention, very carefully.
带着巨大的专注和巨大的感恩之心。
Very attentive, very, very carefully.
非常认真，非常专注的去做。
Another one.
He said, "Thank you, Asu." The next question is: 灵性的爱和慈悲与善良形态的爱的慈悲的最大区别是什么？ Next question is: What's the difference between spiritual love and compassion and love and compassion in the mode of goodness?
Spiritual love and compassion is completely selfless.
灵性的爱与慈悲是完全无私的。
We love Krishna and we love everybody else because we see everybody connected with Krishna.
我们爱 Krishna, 也爱所有其他的人，是因为所有其他人都和 Krishna 相关联。
Whereas in mode of goodness, still there is some selfless. We still want to please ourselves. We show love or show compassion with selfish motives.
而在善良形态中的爱与慈悲，它仍旧沾染着丝毫自私的动机。也就是说，我们在做这些事情的时候，也是为了取悦自己。
We may be in a mode of goodness and have no service attitude to Krishna.
我们可能会处于一种善良形态之中，但却没有对 Krishna 任何的服务。
So material love or love in a mode of goodness or love in a, or compassion in a mode of goodness is very high in the material world, but still material.
所以这个物质善良形态中的爱与慈悲，可能在这个物质世界里来说是非常高超高流的，但是它却没有对 Krishna 的，我们是不能。
Still selfish.
啊，但是真就是自私的。
Why is selfish?
为什么说它是自私的呢？
We may say, oh, but so many people in a mood of goodness engage in so many.Social welfare for the benefit of others. They are not so much interested in themselves. How can you say that they are selfish?
我们可能会说，我们看到在这个物质世界里，很多人他处于善良形态之中，为其他人的、为社会的福利做出如此的多的好的服务。我们为什么说他们是自私的呢？
They open hospitals, they care for the poor, they care for the needy.
他们救济穷人，然后开办医院，为他人提供所需的帮助。
But this type of activity, if it's not connected with Krishna, if it's not ultimately for the pleasure of Krishna, it remains selfish.
但是如果所有的这些活动不能够和 Krishna 连接起来，那么所有这些活动事实上都是自私的。
So it's called expanded selfishness. Expanded selfishness.
Expanded, 哦，这被称之为自私的扩展，自私的扩展，扩展的自私。
You have centered.Selfishness, where you are thinking about our own needs, what I like, what I don't like, our own sensual pleasure. And there is expanded selfishness, where we think about others, but actually what we want is to have a recognition. So is our selfish interest is also there.
所以当我们从事这样的一些活动的时候，事实上也是对一种自我的感官的满足，其实这种形式是一种扩展性的，通过服务于他人来满足自己的某种利益。
So we may be trying to help others, but we want to get some recognition. We want to be appreciated.
我们可能会去帮助别人，但是事实上我们也想从这种对他人的帮助中获得一些肯定与赞美。
We open a hospital, but we want our name to be there. This hospital was opened by such and such person.
我们也开办一些医院，但是我们也希望在医院刚开张的时候将自己的名字贴在这个纪念碑上。
And we want others to recognize us for the good service we are doing for them. We wish others to recognize us for the good service we are doing for them.
我们非常的渴望其他人也能欣赏和感激我们为他们所做的好的服务。
We want to be glorified.
我们希望受到他人的荣耀。
We want to be appreciated.
我们希望能得到他们的尊重和欣赏。
So, it's not unmotivated.
所以这样的一种活动并不是毫无动机的。
Because there is some selfish interest.
因为这仍旧有着一种自我利益的满足。
Whereas when we serve Krishna, or you serve Krishna's mission, it's only for the pleasure of Krishna.
但是当我们服务 Krishna, 服务于 Krishna 的使命的时候，我们所做的一切完全只是为了 Krishna 的快乐。
So that is completely selfless love, selfless compassion.
所以这就被称之为完全的无私。
In goodness, we try to give people's material comfort, material well-being.
在善良
心态中。
我们
试图给予
在善良行善中，我们试图给予其他人一种物质的福利、福祉。
We want to give people physical well-being, emotional well-being.
我们试图给予他人关于躯体上的啊这种心意上的这种福祉。
But in spiritual love, we want to give people spiritual well-being.
但是在灵性层面上，我们希望给予他人的是灵性的福祉。
When we in material compassion, even in the mode of goodness, compassion is compassion for the bodily situation.
在善良形态中，对他人的慈悲，实际上也更多的是处于一种对躯体的这种怜悯与同情。
So they try to make arrangements so people can become more comfortable, can become free from disease, can find means to get their food.
他们给予在善良心态中，他们所给予的帮助也是使人们能够从躯体上得到一些满足，比如说有了足够的食物，有了躯体免于疾病。
Whereas in spiritual compassion.We try to awaken them to real knowledge.
在灵性的层面上，我们只是给予他人的是希望能唤醒他们内在的知识。
We try to give them knowledge about Krishna.
我们试图给予他们关于 Krishna 的知识。
So that they can engage in devotional activities and become free from all material miseries.
这样他们就能够从事于奉献服务，从而免除物质所有的苦难。
So it's a great difference between love and compassion and mode of goodness and love and compassion on spiritual platform.
所以灵性的爱与慈悲和善良形态的爱与慈悲之间是有着巨大的区别的。
It's like a difference between gold and iron.
这好像是金与铁之间的差异。
They are both metals.
这两者都是金属。
But you know there is a difference between gold and metal.
但我们都知道金和铁之间是。
Gold and iron. So,
我们都知道
love and real love and compassion, spiritual love and compassion is like gold.
所以灵性的爱与慈悲就相当于一块金
very precious, very high
非常的高非常的宝贵
because it's meant to really solve the whole problems of material existence
因为这一切意味着要终极的解除所有的物质的苦难
whereas other material compassion even a mode of goodness does not solve the problems of material existence
但是物质层面的爱与同情爱与怜悯它并不能解除生命中生命存物质生命存在中所有的问题
They can only give temporary relief
它只能给予人们以短暂的安慰与抚慰
Okay, other question?
Okay A continuous questionHow to Wuhan Last question How to understand human they go to the moon It's mechanical wayIn Srimad Bhagavatam, there are some places Srila Prabhupada mentioned that the human went to the moon. What's the question?
What is the question? I don't understand.
他们问题到底是什么问题啊？
yes, yes, yes. 是的，是的。
你能再重复一下你的问题吗？
Turn up the microphone one.
你说。你说到底是他说上了月球？
No, they have to turn off the microphone.
好像用机械的方法登不上月球，有的地方呢又讲人类到了地球月球上也得不到什么，这个总是有点理解不了。
他没有说能通过机械的方式上月球呀。
Translate.
就是现在
they said, Prabhupada said the human went to the moon in the mechanical way, and sometimes, in some place in Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada also said men cannot.They cannot get anything on the moon, so they cannot understand.
Where did Prabhupada say that they had gone to the moon?
Prabhupada 在哪里说过人类登上了月球了？你们先回答这个问题。Prabhupada 在哪里说过人类登上月球了？
We heard that Prabhupada said all the time that it's not possible to go to the moon by mechanical means.
我们听到的是帕布帕说，那用任何物质的方法，人类是根本到不了月球的。
And even if they have gone somewhere with their mechanical means, that place is not the moon.
即便他们以某种物质的方式去了某个地方，那么那个地方也绝对不是月球。
Because the moon is very far from our planet.
因为月球距离我们的星球是非常遥远的。
And the moon is a heavenly planet.
而且月球是一个天堂的星系。
So we cannot attain heaven by mechanical means.
所以我们并不能依靠机械的方式进入到天堂。
We have to perform many pious activities in order to be promoted to heaven in the next life.
我们必须履行虔诚的活动，如此才能得到提升，进入天堂。
So they cannot go to the moon by mechanical means.
所以他们并不能通过机械的方式进入到月球。
Prabhupada sometimes in a joking way said, even if I have gone to the moon, what was the benefit of that?
帕帕有曾经以一种玩笑的方式说到的，即便他们是到了月球，他们能得到什么呢？
They came back with some rocks. They came back with a bunch of rocks, stones.
他们能带一些石头回来，只不过能装一些石头。这又有什么用呢？
To bring some stones.
那么如果去月球带几块石头回来又有什么用呢？
And they cannot settle there.
而且他们也不无法能在那里定居。
So you see, this moon campaign, this moon project was already more than 30 years ago, 40 years ago, and then where is now? Why nobody is living in the moon? Why they are not building there?Why is nobody else going there regularly? Already happened so many years, and even now we cannot go there.
所以我们看到这个
星
球
is a cheating.
这个登月球的计划实际上是三四年前的一件事情，但是这么多年以来，我们看到他们在这个计划之后又做了一些什么事情呢？他们既不能在那里定居，也不能有规律的到月球，并没有带出任何实质性的结果。所以事实上，这一切都是欺骗。
Chipian, yes. Prabhupada always said that it's impossible.
帕布帕说这是根本不可能的，登上月球。
Even before they attempted to go, Prabhupada was already saying that's impossible.
即便是在他们想登月球计划之前，帕布帕都已经说过这是不可能的。
They went to Rahu planet.
他们去的是 Rahu 星球。
Rahu planet is a planet that sometimes covers the moon or the sun.
这个 Rahu 星球就是有时候出现日食月食的时候遮蔽太阳和月亮的这个星球。
It's because of the Rahu planet that sometimes we have lunar or solar eclipse.
正是因为有 Rahu 星球，所以我们还有时候会出现日食和月食。
So this is a dark planet.
这就是它。
Dark planet.
Dark planet. 是一个狗。黑的星球，黑色的星球。
So it's not visible from here.
而且
It's not visible in the sky.
看不到的。这个星球是看不到的。
So is a planet in a mode of ignorance.
这是一个在愚昧形态中的星球。
And this is the only place that people could have gone.
The only place people...
This is the only place where they could probably go.
哦，这是一个唯一人类可以去到的星球。
But not to the moon.
绝不是月球。
Moon is a heavenly planet.
月球是一个天堂星系。
It cannot go there with mechanical means.
他们是无法以机械的方式到达那里的。They said, thank you, Asu. You already gave the reply of this question.
Okay.One last question.
最后一个问题。每次连一后为什么会觉得很困是吧？One question from 福州。Why she always feels very tired after each association with devotees?
Why he feels very tired?
Yeah.
Maybe because he didn't sleep nice in the previous night.
而是说，也许是因为你在头一夜没有好好休息吧。
So when you go and have association of devotees, make sure that you sleep in the previous night sufficiently.
所以在我们每次和奉献者联谊之前，要确保我们头一天晚上要充分的休息。
Or maybe you should check if you are really giving interest to the association of devotees or not.
或者我们应该检查一下是否我们真的有兴趣和奉献者的联谊。
And you should also see what are you discussing when you associate with devotees.
而且我们还要看一看我们在和奉献者联谊的时候我们到底讨论一些什么话题。
Are you talking about mundane things or are you talking about scriptures?Are you talking about the holy names? Are you chanting together, taking prasad together?
我们是在谈论世俗的话题，或者在谈论经典。我们是在一起唱诵，一起荣耀 prasad 的吗？
When you get together with devotees, should not be for material things.
当我们和奉献者们相聚的时候，我们不应该是为了一些物质的事情相聚。
We don't talk about mundane things unless.It can be used as an example to understand better Krishna consciousness.
我们并不谈论一些物质的事情，除非它能够作为一个例子来更好的服务于 Krishna.
So when you get together with devotees, we just want to be encouraged to render more devotional service to Krishna, not to become tired.
所以当我们和奉献者们相互联谊的时候，我们应该相互的鼓舞，使我们能为 Krishna 做出更多的服务。而不是最后感到很疲倦。
So you should either check your motivations when you associate with devotees, or examine what you discussed when you are with devotees.
所以你应该一方面检查自己和奉献者们联谊的这个动机是什么，另外一个方面要看一看你和奉献者联谊时所谈论的话题是什么。
Now you should check also what are your motivations.
看看自己这样联谊的。
What are your own motivation? Yeah.
你自己的动机是什么？
Otherwise, by being with with the devotees, you know, you certainly feel enlivened.
否则的话，即便是和奉献者们在一起，我们也无法感到 活力受到鼓舞。
Okay, Esther in Hong Kong, she's asking if when she's in the moon in the night, every night, is this the real moon? When you see the moon in the night, is this the real moon we are seeing?
Yes.
That's the question.
有一个奉献者问，我们每天晚上都看到那个月亮，这是真正的月亮吗？这是个问题吗？
Yes, it is.
是的，就是真正。那个就是真正的月亮。
But it is not the place where the astronauts went.
I'm sorry?
It is not the place where the astronauts went.
但这并不是天文学家们所到达的地方。Oh, yeah, I understand.
The moon takes, influences the mind.
这个月亮它会对心意制造影响。
That's why we say a person when is a little crazy, we say is a lunatic in English. Lunatic comes from luna. Luna means moon. Means is influenced by the moon. He becomes lunatic, becomes a little crazy. So moon influences the mind. So we should, when you sleep at night, you should not face the moon. We should hide ourselves from the moonlight.From the moon, you should not see the moon when you're sleeping.
所以在英文中有一个词叫 lunatic， 意思是有些疯狂。如果说一个人疯狂的话，因为一个人他是受到他的心意是受到月亮的影响的，因此我们在晚上睡觉的时候，应该不要将自己暴露在月光之下，不要睡在月光里。
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much for your patience.
非常感谢大家的耐心。
We should thank Sri Radhika. She did a nice work of translation. It was really very nice. Only a very few faults.
Thank you for your time.
Yes. Okay, see you next Sunday. I wish you a very wonderful Sunday, a wonderful week.Always remembering Krishna, talking about Krishna, become better devotees.
谢谢感谢大家的耐心，希望大家有一个很好的周末，度过一个很好的周末，大家一起谈论 Krishna 的话题，历练 Krishna， 为 Krishna 做出更好的服务。
Mama has a question, I think. Check what is her question.
Mama 有一个问题。Mama said, we'll continue with the question of spiritual love and compassion. If we give spiritual love and compassion, besides satisfying the Lord, so that's possible, we also want to elevate ourselves spiritually. So can we say it is...not completely out of unselfishness.
Okay. Means that if you're serving Krishna with the intention to please Krishna, but also we want to be pleased, naturally, there is some little trace of selfishness.
所以当我们在为 Krishna 服务的时候，同时也想满足个人的一点东西，这意味着我们并不是完全无私的。
But by serving Krishna and really become attached to please Krishna, naturally we lose that tendency.
通过服务 Krishna, 通过完全的服务 Krishna, 我们就会逐渐的丧失那种自我满足的愿望。
Why? We have to experience pleasure, but our pleasure is related with Krishna. It's because Krishna is pleased, and because we are part and parcels of Krishna, we also automatically feel pleased.
我们这种想满足的愿望也是很自然的，因为我们都是 Krishna 的所属部分，但是我们这种自我的满足是通过 Krishna 所性的满足来足以达到的。
Because we are parts and parcels of Krishna, if Krishna experienced pleasure, we also experienced that pleasure by being connected with him.
因为我们是 Krishna 所属部分，所以当 Krishna 感觉到满足的时候，自然而然我们也会感到满足。
But we cannot avoid, we cannot neglect that we need pleasure.
但是我们也不能忽视，我们也确实需要快乐。
Pleasure is part of our existence.
因为快乐是我们存在的一个部分。
But the real way to attain complete happiness, real happiness, is by giving pleasure to Krishna.
但是一个人真正的满足与快乐是通过给予 Krishna 满足而得到的。
So this is the best way to attain the highest happiness.
所以这就是能得到最高快乐的最好的方法。
And this, we do that because we want to please Krishna, and by pleasing Krishna, actually we are pleasing all living entities.
因为我们是通过服务了 Krishna, 自然的我们也通过这种服务而得到满足。
And we are not after any material reward.
我们并不是在追寻着任何物质的奖励奖赏。
What is in goodness, we are after some material reward.
即便是在物质的善良形态中，我们仍旧追求着一些世俗的东西。
So as long as there's a material reward, there is selfishness.
只要才追求着物质的赏赐，我们仍旧是自私的。
If you understand that the real self is an eternal servant of Krishna, then service to Krishna is the real happiness.
只要当我们完全的意识到我们是 Krishna 永恒的仆人，那么为 Krishna 所做出的服务才是最终极的满足。
Okay, we also thank you very much, Shakshi Gopal, because without his arrangement, very, very wonderful arrangement, we could not be speaking with so many devotees.
我们也非常感谢沙希戈帕帕布的这种极好的安排，因为没有他的帮助，我们无法和这么多的奉献者连接起来。
Okay, Haribol, thank you very much.
Haribol, thank you, us.
Haribol, thank you.